And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to open up this Pinot Noir. Yes, another Pinot Noir. This is a Beniers Rouge. This is another French Pinot. And we're going to open up that up in just a few moments. Now, we're doing this because we're going to pair it with, it's supposed to go good with things like turkey. And I have some smoked turkey, of course, leftovers from Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving or post-Thanksgiving episode, and I hope you'll stick around to join me for it because we're going to have some fun. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. we'll see how well I can keep it short and sweet because when I start drinking, I tend to start talking a lot, so I'll try to rein it in. Anyway, before we get started, I want to acknowledge everyone in the chat with me tonight. Alex is in the chat. It's good to see you, Alex. Thanks. I hope your Thanksgiving was great. And Tim has joined us in the chat as well. And I hope your Thanksgiving was a great one as well. We're still on the Thanksgiving weekend, so I know a lot of people are celebrating and still probably getting ready to travel back home. Betsy's in the chat. Betsy says, hello. Hello, Betsy. Stick around. We're going to have a great time tonight. And Tim says, happy Thanksgiving, Rick. And right back at you, Tim. I hope you and your family are doing well and are having a great Thanksgiving. And this post-Thanksgiving show should be enhanced a little bit with this Pinot. We'll see how that works out. Never tried it before. Well, I think I had a slight tasting once, but I really don't remember. All I did was I pulled it off the shelf and I said, I need a good wine for Thanksgiving that I can try it on the wine stream tonight, and that's what I have. So we're going to try it out and see if it's any good. Of course, you can, if you're just joining us, you can join us at drinkwithrick.com. Of course, you can join us on Facebook. A lot of my friends here are on Facebook. You can join us on the Facebook page at Drink with Rick. And, of course, YouTube. You can watch on YouTube and chat with me live on YouTube at Drink with Rick. And, of course, there's Twitch. If you're on Twitch, you can see Savoia Media on Twitch. That's where it is, Drink with Rick. And Periscope, we should be live on Twitter. You know what? Let me get that started because that was the only place I did not go live, and that was on Periscope. My bad. I have a list here of places. Well, it disappeared. But I have a list of places where I'm supposed to be getting the stream set up, and for some reason, it just wasn't happening. I always miss something. But we are on Twitch. I'm checking the chat on YouTube. No one on YouTube yet, but you can find us at all these different places here. And of course, live at drinkwithrick.com. You can also message me at rick@savoyamedia.com. I have the address down here in the lower third. You can check that out as well. I need to check out a rick@drinkwithrick.com. I guess I should do that email address as well. But you can also comment at drinkwithrick.com in the comments below the live stream. So you can check me out in all those places and contact me there. You can also private message me on Facebook if you are on Facebook. All right, well, let's go ahead and introduce the wine. Once again, I wanted to say thank you, everyone, for being with me here tonight, and those who are joining me, don't be shy. Chat with me. Tell me how your Thanksgiving was. Our Thanksgiving was very interesting. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But first of all, let's talk about this wine. This is, and let me pull up some information on this wine. This is a Beniers Rouge Pinot Noir. It's a 2018 Pays DOC. That means it's from the region of France, is from the country of France, and this is a IGP or what they call a indication geographic protégé. That's Pays DOC in France. That's what that means. And we talked about that a little bit on WineStream a couple of weeks ago, I think. But this is a 2018 Pinot. And I've got a shot of the back of this. Let me get the shot of the back of this wine if I can pull it up. Okay, the back of this wine, I'll read this. This is sourced from vineyards nestled at the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountain. This fruity red wine will be elegant and smooth. Well, we'll find out. As its terroir, it is cool and rich. Enjoy this Pinot Noir cherry aromas along with vanilla hints as a sipping wine or paired with grilled veal, light cheese and crackers, marinated vegetables, and it just kind of trails off, dot, dot, dot. It is 13.5% alcohol by volume in the 750-milliliter bottle, and it is a product of France. We're going to talk about, I know I've mentioned this a number of times before, as far as the alcohol content, the posted alcohol content is concerned, but we're going to talk about that a little bit more tonight. Let's see, before we get open the wine, I'm going to show you what I'm going to pair it with. Tonight, I'm pairing it with, of course, a little bit of some leftovers from our Thanksgiving dinner. I have some smoked turkey, and this is from the Honey Baked Ham company. It's tradition. We always get a Honey Baked Ham smoked turkey, and they're very, very good. They're very delicious. Haven't had a bad one yet, and it should pair pretty well with this Pinot. Pinots go good with a lot of different foods. It should go pretty well with the smoked turkey. I also have roasted chicken, and this one's not quite so spicy, so it should be okay with this Pinot as well, although the turkey will probably go better. If we had some veal or something like that, it would be perfect, but we have this chicken, that's fine. We have several cheeses. I have what's left of the Gouda, the Gouda cheese, the creamy one from Trader Joe's. And then I have a smoked, I believe this is what's left of the smoked cheddar. Then we also have some, this is a cheddar that is aged 5 years. So it should be interesting. And of course, what I have in here in the middle is a pumpkin pie and we'll see how it goes with pumpkin pie. And this is a cheesecake. This is my beautiful wife, Chi, made this cheesecake from scratch herself. The bottom, the crust has Oreo cookie that she pounded up and made the crust herself out of Oreo cookies. And the top of it, I think, is her own recipe for cheesecake with, she said it was a berry mix, I believe, of blackberry, raspberry and strawberry in it. So this should be very interesting to try with this kind of berry flavored wine. So without further ado, let's go ahead and open this wine. And this is a screw cap tonight, so I don't think I'm going to need my trusty corkscrew to open it with. And I'm going to pour it into my Cooper's Hawk Genuine Crystal wine glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. And I've got a little twist tonight. I'll show you in just a moment. Well, let's untwist this cap first. Open the wine. This is what I'm going to show you. Tonight, I decided to try out, because we hadn't tried it in a while, instead of the regular Veneto aerator, I have this, which I had kept in the freezer for about 4 hours. This is part of the Veneto Lovers Wine Set, and this is a displacement. Forgot about that. Let's displace some of that wine in here. There we go. Yeah. Forgot about the wine displacement. This is pretty full. Let's see if there's enough in here. There we go. That's better. And it does not fit all the way in here with this bottle, does it? No, it does not. There we go. Now it fits. Let me clean this mess up for just a moment. Yeah, I forgot about the displacement factor. Usually, when you put one of these in here, this is a chiller, a wine chiller, and aerator combo. And this is part of from the Veneto Lovers Wine Set, which, by the way, if you're interested in that set, it comes with a lot of cool tools for wine, and it's available on Amazon.com. But you can, if you're interested in purchasing it, it's $19.95 for the whole box set, and you can purchase it at drinkwithrick.com on my website. You can find a banner for it up on top, and you can click on that. If you do that, it'd be much appreciated, because a few cents of that goes towards me and supporting this wine stream. You don't have to do it, of course. There's no obligation, but just to let you know that's something that helps support the wine stream. Now, I did, of course, I had to displace some of this wine, so we're just going to let that chill in there, but let's go ahead and taste the wine and see how the initial taste is at room temperature. And we'll try that here. And it has a pretty nice aroma. It's rather aromatic, a little perfumey, like a lot of Pinots are. I'll give it a little swirl. I don't do the swirling with the leg thing anymore too much, because it's just there's really not that much to it. It's just fun to do. But, you know, you go up there and look at the legs. It is a medium-bodied wine. And by the way, before we get into drink, let's aerate this a little bit more. Before we get into this, let me tell you something about what I paid for this wine. I purchased this at a wine store. Our local wine store, winestore-online.com. Our local one's in Blakeney. And I am not a paid representative of Wine Store at all. I just like to shop there. It's a fun place to go to shop. And the people are really, really nice. And this one I paid. It's interesting because I saw this and they said, oh, yeah, that's a very good Pinot. You should try that with the turkey. So that's why I'm doing that tonight. However, I looked around online for information about this wine, and there really isn't that. It's just like the other Pinot, the Chazot. Where is it? The Chazot de Brichette that we tried a couple of weeks ago, and there was not a whole lot online. As a matter of fact, the only places I could find any information on online was at Wine Store on their website, and at Vivino had something on it. Add a little bit on it, but it didn't have, they don't sell the wine, and there really was no information per se. It just said, acknowledged that the wine existed, but they really couldn't find it for sale anywhere. So this is very, very interesting, very odd. It is distributed by a company in Greensboro, by Artisan Enterprises in Greensboro, North Carolina. And that is all the information that I have on this wine. So there's really not much on it. Although those who, I see some ratings here at Vivino, and it looks like they, it's like three and a half stars out of five. So it sounds like it's not not too bad. But other than that, there's really not a whole lot on it at all. Now, I paid $12.99 for this bottle. I've got the receipt right here. So it's $12.99 for this bottle. We'll see if it's worth the $12.99. Hopefully, it should be. Before I taste the wine, let's see anyone else in the chat. Let's see. Nothing going on Twitch. Nothing going on YouTube. And, of course, Facebook. We have everyone on Facebook. Let's give it a try. Okay, I taste cherry. Now, I think on their website, they said blackberry or black cherry. I taste, I don't know if you could call it black cherry. It just tastes like cherry to me. But there are a little bit of, I think there's a hint of strawberry in there too. And I kind of encountered that a couple of weeks ago as well. Yeah, the cherry and a little slight hint of strawberry. It's some tannins. There are a couple of red fruits in here. Maybe some a hint of raspberry. Maybe, I guess. It's acidic. It has some acidity to it. And maybe a little vanilla. Maybe even a little vanilla in there. I'd say that's, yeah, it's not too bad, but it's a pretty, still kind of a young wine. I mean, it's 2018, so it's still kind of a young wine. Let's see, anyone else in the chat going on? Okay. Let's try it now. Let's pour it with the chiller, the wine chiller, and let's see how that works. And works area. And maybe I can pick out a few more flavors in this wine. Let's see. The chiller does work somewhat. You have to leave it in there for a few minutes for it to really chill the wine, but it does dig it in. It is colder. It is a little colder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, still, you know, now that I'm tasting more of it, I think I'm tasting more black cherry in there. But I do still taste the little hint of raspberry and not so much a strawberry anymore. I did on the initial tastings. Yeah, and it has a pretty decent finish. It's not a really really long finish. It's okay though. The tannins I think are about right. But you know, I think if you kind of bottled it for another 6 months to a year, it'd probably be really really good. Not bad though. It's a little bit. I'd say if you drink it by itself, I think it really is better if you drink it with some food. And we're going to try it with some food right now. I hadn't even opened these up yet. My wife, Chi, purchased this for me. This is I'm going to try this out for the first time. These are some little fork things that she picked up. Little plastic forks. Instead of using the toothpicks, she got tired of seeing me use the toothpicks. And she wanted to add some class to the wine stream, which I do appreciate that, Chi. I really appreciate that. She added want to add some class to the wine stream, so we have these little plastic hors d'oeuvre forks. Let's try it with the turkey. And this is a smoked turkey. Let me get a smaller piece here. And the turkey is still very good. Pour a little bit more of this. Brings out the smoky flavor of the turkey a little bit. Let's try it with a little more of this. I like these forks too. Yeah, I think it complements the turkey. It complements the smoked turkey very, very well. I like that. Although I think a lot of wines would. A lot of red wines. This would probably go good with a few different types of wines. But Pinots are very flexible. They you can have them with a lot of different foods, and they're pretty good. Let's try it with a little bit of the chicken. Not expecting too much from the chicken. But it's actually pretty decent chicken. I think this came from our local Harris Teeter or something. Let me get another bite of that. I'm hungry. I hadn't had dinner yet. This is my dinner, folks. I like it better with the turkey. Yeah, not the chicken. I like turkey's much better. Yeah, definitely like it better with the turkey. Let's try it with a couple of the cheeses. Of course, you know that creamy Gouda that I love so much from Trader Joe's. I don't have much of it left either. This should go pretty well with that. So we're going to try a little bit with the creamy Gouda. I like this Gouda cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That works very well. It works very well with the Gouda cheese. I'll try a little bit of the smoked. Let me clear my palate just a little bit. And some water. And then we'll try it with a little bit of the smoked. That's the smoked smoked cheddar. Oh, I like that. I liked it with smoked cheddar. And a little more of that Gouda cheese. That's good. Mm. Everybody's sitting here watching me eat dinner. This is my dinner. Mm. Boy, maybe we should just stop the wine stream right now and just have dinner. Mm. I don't want to torture you. If you haven't had dinner yet, I don't want to torture you guys. I don't want to torture you. This is good, though. I'll try it with the desserts later as I get down into the bottle a little bit. Before then, let's go ahead and go to the birthdays and the national days. We had a very big national day, of course, this past Thursday, which was Thanksgiving. And I want to find out what your Thanksgiving was like. You got to tell me about your Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you about mine. It was very interesting. All right, well, first of all, for birthdays, I want to say happy birthday to my friend Benjamin, Benjamin Straw. Your birthday's today, Benjamin, if you're watching an hour later. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say, because I almost missed that, I should have toasted this first, but my old friend Todd Hughes, and we go way back to the Force Field days and working together for OnForce, or what was once computerrepair.com. Happy birthday to you, Todd. I hope you had a great one. That was yesterday, I believe, 29th. That was on Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving and a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Todd. And my good friend Carl Carden, his birthday is tomorrow, which is the first. And I want to say a special happy birthday to Carl. I haven't seen him in a long, long time, but I'm friends with him here. And Carl, I want to say happy birthday to you. Carl was my manager, the supervisor who initially hired me at Channel 35 at WFL, and really got me started on a little bit of a mentor in the beginning, got me started in my career in broadcasting. I want to say happy birthday to you, Carl, and I want to say thank you very much. I really appreciate you giving me that break and getting me started. And I was very, very young. I was a very young man at the time, and he believed in me and enough to hire me for the position. I started off as a film editor there. And, our job descriptions changed a lot over time during the course of my career at WOFL in Orlando. And, but I'll tell you what, it was Carl that gave me that break, that opportunity. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, Carl. And happy, happy birthday to you. Thank you, Carl. And let's see, one other person I would like to give a birthday greeting to. I missed that a little bit. You saw that, right? Fortunately, though, I have my... Yeah, I haven't had that much yet. Come on. Fortunately, I have my trusty drink with Rick Coaster. The coaster caught that. So that was good. I want to say happy birthday to my young friend, Evan. Evan Chamberlain, his dad and I go way, way back to grade school, middle school, old friends of mine, a very, very close friend of mine. I think of him more as a brother than a friend, my friend Jim. And Jim's son, Evan, he turned 15 on, actually, he was born on Thanksgiving Day. On the day that was Thanksgiving at the time, it's now actually this year it fell on a Monday, so his birthday was on a Monday, I believe. But Just turned 15, and I want to say, here's to you, Evan. Happy birthday. And I remember when Evan was born, and he's quite a young man, too. He's quite a young man, very accomplished. He's very, very smart kid, and he's kind of fun to be around. You know, he really is. He and my son Tommy have been friends, lifelong friends. They've known each other since Evan was born. And our families have been lifelong friends, and it's just you know, my daughter Tia and her his daughter Anna, they've been lifelong friends, and they're just great. They're wonderful people, and I love them very much. But anyway, once again, here's to you, Evan. Happy birthday. All right, well, let's go to toasting. Anybody else in the chat here? We still have Alex, Tim, Betsy. Tell me what you're up to. Tell me how your Thanksgiving was and how you're doing this weekend. Let's see if there's anything else going in the chat on YouTube. No, it's kind of quiet. It's usually kind of quiet on YouTube. Twitch, kind of quiet on Twitch. And Periscope, I'm hoping that this got tweeted. I'm hoping this got tweeted out. Yeah, it looks like it got tweeted out. Good. So we're up on Twitter. So if you're watching on Twitter, comment to me, tweet me, and I'll engage you there in the tweets live at Drink with Rick. That's at Drink with Rick. Let's see. Getting back to the national days. We have a number of national days. I want to say for November, let me get to the November one here first. Because today is the last day of November and is the post-Thanksgiving holiday. We had November 30th, which was today for about an hour and a half longer, National Personal Space Day. Everyone needs their personal space, right? National Personal Space Day. I'll drink to that. I'm someone who does not like to be alone, does not like to live alone. But you know what? We all need our own personal space, right? I'll drink to that once again. There's National Mason Jar Day. I'm not sure I understand that one. And National Mousse Day, and I don't know if it's talking about the dessert, a mousse, because you have the dessert mousse, like a chocolate mousse or something like that. Or if you're talking about the mousse that you put in your hair, and of course, I don't really have any experience with that because I really don't have any hair to speak of. I have the Captain Picard look going on here. National Meth Awareness Day. I'm aware of meth. I've never tried it. Don't plan to. National Meth Awareness Day. I guess that's for those who are on meth, and we need to be aware of that, definitely. National Computer Security Day. Now, National Computer Security Day, having been in the IT industry for a long, long time, that's very, very important nationally. You know what? When I first started, computer security was always kind of an issue, but not. I mean, in the beginning, it wasn't a really big issue, but as time went on, from the 90s to the early 2000s, it became one. And when I first started working with computers, it was not really that big of a deal. I mean, you had your viruses and your, you know, the things like that, but they were pretty tame compared to what we have today. I mean, the viruses of the 90s were really pretty minor. I mean, although they weren't to the people that were affected by them, but they were easily, for the most part, you could easily get rid of them and protect against them. Wasn't that big of a deal. But today, it's just no one's immune. And it's gone way beyond viruses, gone to malware and foiceware and just all kinds of you know, phishing attacks and all kinds of security issues. And it's just really, really, it's a race. It's really a race, an ongoing battle between the white hat and the black hat hackers, the ones who are trying to protect the systems and the ones who are trying to break the systems and create havoc and steal all your information and whatever. It's just amazing just how intense it is now. It really is. And it's a game of one-upmanship, you know. It really is. And it's very, very serious. It's very serious stuff. It affects people, not just people's livelihoods, and it's not just an inconvenience. It affects their livelihoods. It can affect people's lives. It can be a life or death kind of thing these days sometimes, and it definitely affects national security. Very serious stuff. So here's the national to Computer Security Day. Very important. Now we have another one. It's called. This is good. Today is also Stay at Home Because You're Well Day. Okay, I do that sometimes. I stay at home just because I can, just because I'm well and I want to take a nap. But Stay at Home Because You're Well Day. I'll turn to that, whatever. Then there's National Mississippi Day. Mississippi. Well, we'll drink to that. My regards to Mark Twain. Now this is very important. National Small Business Saturday. Small Business Saturday. This is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That was today. And if you're not familiar with Small Business Saturday, this is where everyone goes, local businesses, small businesses, and instead of just engaging Black Friday with the big box stores and the national chains, you go to the small businesses and give your business to them, you know, and promote them. Because, you know, it's small business. 90% of this country is run by small business. It's small business that really makes this country go. And those who are small business people, and I don't mean small business people, I mean there are people that run small businesses. Maybe I'm getting too far into this bottle. But those who run small businesses, and I ran a small business. I did that for 10 years, a little over 10 years, a decade for sure. But those who are small business people have their challenges. And they really need your support, and I think it's important to support small business, especially local businesses in your area. I think it's very important. So here is to Small Business Saturday. If you have the choice between shopping at Walmart or Best Buy or some of the big box stores and some of the small businesses that can offer the same goods and services, you know, I would prefer to choose the small businesses. Support them. It's very important. Small Business Saturday. That was today, the first Saturday after Thanksgiving. December 1st, which is tomorrow, December 1st, National Pie Day. And we're going to have some pie here in just a moment. I have some pie right here. National Pie Day. I will definitely drink to that. Then there's National Eat a Red Apple Day. That's tomorrow. National Eat a Red Apple. And they say that Apple Day keeps the doctor away. My stomach can't really handle apples too much anymore, unless my wife has made an apple pie, which I didn't bring one up here tonight. There was one downstairs. I didn't bring it up, and I should have for National Eat a Red Apple Day. Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day. I have no idea what that's about. I'm honest, I have no idea. You know, I do have poor eyesight, and I do have I'm nearsighted, so I wear glasses. And I wear contacts when I'm doing videos at work, but the rest of the time I wear the glasses. And for years, my eye doctor has been telling me, you need to go to bifocals. And I don't want to do bifocals because I don't really want to deal with the hassle of dealing with two different, you know, having your eyeglasses split into two different focal lengths, so to speak. But I've been resisting it for years, but probably at some point I will probably have to wear bifocals. Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day. I don't know about that. Day with or without art day. Here's day with or without art. I love art. I've got a thing about something. We had an issue with art here in Charlotte, the arts, earlier this or a couple of months ago, actually. I'm not going to go into that now. But day without or with art day. And Rosa Parks Day. I do want to take a moment to toast Rosa Parks Day. It's actually two different days here. Rosa Parks Day, actually, December 1st is actually the day, December 1st, 1955, is when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus. And that's who Rosa Parks was. She was the African-American lady who refused to give up her seat. She's actually one of the people who started the civil rights movement in the 1950s. And this happened December 1st, 1955. Here's to Rosa Parks Day. You know, I have to give her, really definitely have to toast her for her tenacity, for sticking to her principles and standing up for her rights, for what became because at the time they didn't have the rights. And here's to Rosa Parks, because, you know, it doesn't matter if you're African-American or white or whatever you are. It doesn't matter. The fact that anyone who decides to take a stand and stand up for what they know is the right thing, that's admirable. It really is. And here's to Rosa Parks and Rosa Parks Day. In fact, I'll toast that twice, because I think that is admirable. Rosa Parks and Rosa Parks Day. There are actually two different days set aside as Rosa Parks Day. The one I think is celebrated by some states as the day that Rosa Parks actually, the event occurred, where she stood up, took a stand, and refused to, well, she didn't take a stand. She refused to give up her seat for someone else. So she was taking a stand by not taking a stand, I guess you could say. I'm not trying to make light of it. It's serious stuff. But look, it's she was taking a stand by not standing up. By continuing to sit, and you know, she was arrested for that. I think she was fined like $10 or something like that. You have to admire people who do stand up for what they believe is right, and I think that there's something to be said for that. It really is, The second day is, I think, February 4th. February 4th is when she was born. I think that was her birth date. It was February 4th. I don't recall the year, but I do remember it's February 4th. But once again, so we'll probably be toasting her again in February, right? But I think that takes a strong person. It takes a strong person with a strong personality and a strong will to have the courage to do that. And there are a lot of people around the world that do that risks their they risk their lives, they risk their livelihoods, they risk their family, friends, they risk their everything for their principles, for what they know and what they believe is the right thing. And I think that's what makes heroes. You know, people say, what makes a hero? Well, heroes come in different ways, in different there are a lot of different things that make a hero, but I think that one thing that makes a hero, a true hero, is when they do something that, you know, they follow their principles, what they believe in, and they do what they believe in spite of the, you know, in spite of what everyone says. They go against the grain, so to speak, and they have the courage. They have the courage to stand up for what the things that they know are right, and the things that they know are proper. And they risk. They risk their livelihoods. Sometimes they risk their lives for that. And they definitely risk their comfort and their safety and the safety of their loved ones sometimes. But doing what they know is the right thing to do, keeping up for the, and whether or not it is your belief system, your religious belief system, your political belief system, you know, whatever it is. And we don't talk about politics and religion here, but I'm just mentioning this because there are people that are ostracized for those things that do encounter persecution. And have encountered persecution for that. And the fact that they are willing to risk everything because they, for what they believe and for what they know is right, those are heroes. You know, those really are heroes. December 2nd, National Fritters Day, National Mutt Day. If you have a mutt as a pet. National Special Education Day. I'll go for that too. And one more important day, something that relates to me actually. It's actually Cyber Monday. Monday is because the December 2nd is Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, the Monday after Black Friday. Here's to Cyber Monday, by the way. Cyber Monday. Now, see, I'm in the retail business. I'm in the internet retail business. For full disclosure, I work for buy2wayradios.com. And I am of course, being an internet retailer, my big day is Cyber Monday. It's all hands on deck on Cyber Monday coming up. And we have a lot of Cyber Monday deals and specials and promotions and things like that going on. And some of which, those that I've been preparing for a couple of months for, and I've been working on for a couple of months for our site at Buy Two Wear Radios, and along with my bosses. And Cyber Monday, that's our big day. So I'm hoping that's going to be very, very successful. Here's to Cyber Monday. The capitalist that I am. And of course, you know, we have a lot of deals going on at buy2wayradios.com, by the way. If you go check that out, if you're into radios, we just put out a podcast we do the podcast Two Way Radio Show, and we do a lot of deals on radios. And radios appeal to a lot of different people. A lot of people use two-way radios for a lot of different things. They're used in business. They're used in they're obviously used by first responders and things like that. But a lot of businesses use them. If you go into the local merchants, like you're shopping around on Black Friday, I'm pretty sure you saw a lot of people with two-way radios. You know, they had a radio on their hip and an earpiece in their ear or something like that. You go to restaurants. A lot of restaurants use them. They're used in a lot of different retail venues. Hotels use them. They're used a lot in hotels. But they're also used by the consumers. They're used by the public for everything, for people that go hiking, camping, fishing. Hunters use them. Hunters use two-way radios. They're used in a lot of different churches use them. particularly if they're going to be doing they're seating people or they're doing parking or that kind of thing. It's a, they're used in a lot of different venues, and they're used around the neighborhood. People who do engage in neighborhood watches and things like that, and they're used for fun. Paintballers use them. You know, some bikers use them. They're used on the road. You know, the people with the road warriors, they're used by CB radios, are used by, still used by haulers, truckers, haulers, I think that's what they prefer to be called. They're used by people going on road trips between different cars, RVers. There are people that traverse the country on the road that use radios, ham radio operators, of course, the gadget geeks, as I call them. I'm a ham radio operator myself, as well as my son, Tommy. And we also have a GMRS radio license for the family. So we use GMRS radios. And we use, they're great gifts for kids. Kids still use two-way radios. They're a lot of fun for kids. So, there are a lot of different uses for radios. And, of course, weather, emergency, we've talked about this a number of times, you know, emergency weather alerts, NOAA weather alerts and things like that. They're used in various parts of the country for emergency weather conditions. And, you know, if you're watching this right now, the wine stream right now, you can get 5% off any of your purchases, especially on during Cyber Monday when we have a lot of deals. We're giving a lot of freebies and we've got a lot of specials going on and a lot of other deals going on. But you can actually take advantage of that and save 5% by using the promo code discount code Wine Show. If you use Wine Show, you'll get an extra 5% off your order. None of that comes back to me, okay? It doesn't. It's just, I do this because for full disclosure, I work by two-way radios, and I do this Drink with Rick wine stream, and I want to offer you the opportunity to save 5% on this. I don't get any of that, okay? I mean, they pay me for, you know, it's my day job, but I don't get any extra special thing for it. But I'm giving this, my boss said, hey, give them 5% off. I'm giving you 5% off with the promo code Wine Show. So that's all your savings, okay? I don't get anything out of that. I just get to keep my job. That's all. But if you're into any of that, radios at all, if you're into any activities that involve radios, or if you want to give a gift, they make great gifts for a lot of people and for kids. You know, use the promo code. Buy a gift for your kids, and that's at buy2wayradios.com. Thanksgiving. Let's see who's else has joined us in the chat. I'm going to pour a little bit more of this because it's good. I might have a little bit more of that turkey too. My beautiful wife Chi has joined us in the chat. Hi, Chi. And I'm going to talk about you in just a moment because my wife Chi, she's one of those who's my personal. She's one of my personal heroes. She's my wife, but she's also a personal hero. And I'll talk about that in a moment. Ed has joined us in the chat. Ed, it's great to see you, Edward Panis. Howdy, hey, Rick, he says. He says, howdy, hey, Rick. Well, right back at you, Ed, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And I hope you and the missus are doing fine. Shelly, I hope Shelly's doing well. Ed's a friend of mine. He is a fellow podcaster as well, and a great guy. And you do some running, too, don't you, Ed? You're doing... some running there. Steve has joined us in the chat. Steve, it's great to see you in the chat. You know, didn't I toast you a little while back? I think I did. You may have missed that, but I think I toasted you in the chat as well. Ron has joined us in the chat, and Ron, as always, it's great to see you. Thank you for being here. I hope your Thanksgiving was great, Steve and Ron. And Lon has joined us in the chat. And Lon, you're a little late to the party, aren't you? You're a little late to the party tonight, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here. It's good to see you. And I hope you got the T-shirt, by the way. Lon won a T-shirt, by the way. We gave away a two-way radio show T-shirt the other one of the other podcasts that I do, along with my co-hosts and bosses, I do the two-way radio show, which we just put out another episode on Friday morning. Lana, I hope you got the shirt. If you hadn't, you know, it should be arriving any time, pretty much, because I did mail that out before Thanksgiving. And you know what, Carolyn, last week she was the one who alerted me that Lon had actually answered the question from last week correctly, which is what won him the T-shirt. And she's not in here tonight, but I wanted to send her T-shirt as well and a pair of our Drink with Rick coasters, which I have right here. And I haven't heard back from her yet, but I do want to send out the T-shirt and the coasters. So, Carolyn, if you're watching later on, please contact me. Give me a valid address to send these to, and I will send them out to you right away. And Robert's in the chat. Robert says, cheers, Rick. Well, cheers right back at you, Robert. It's good to see you. I hope your Thanksgiving went really well. I'm going to tell you about my Thanksgiving in just a moment. And one of the reasons why my wife, Chi, is one of my heroes, because she is. She is a hero. Let's see. I think we're done with the national days for now. I think it's good. We got through Cyber Monday. So we'll close that up for now. Let me check and see if anything's going on in YouTube. Nothing going on in YouTube. Nothing going on in Twitch. If you're watching, say hi. I want to see how your Thanksgiving is, how it's been going on. Back to Facebook here, and of course, Thursday was a very, very important holiday, Thanksgiving. And if you were watching the stream last week, or if you heard the podcast later, you can also catch the podcast at drinkwithrick.com. I was talking about Thanksgiving and how that's my favorite holiday. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I explained why. I'll tell you why again real briefly. It's because it's important. I think all the blessings that we have, all of the good things that we have here in this country, the greatest country in the world. And no matter what anybody says, we have so much here. We have so much, and we have so much to be thankful for. And we have so much that other people in other countries are flocking here to come to the United States to have a better life. And, you know, you got to think about that for a second. It's like, you know, if I wanted to live, my wife is from the Philippines, okay? And if I wanted to live in the Philippines, and some people do, there are some people that really love the Philippines. I've never been to the Philippines, and I'm sure it's a great country, but I've never had a desire really to go to the Philippines because I know that I have it so good here. And there are other countries where they don't have it good at all. There are countries that are really where they're really suffering, countries where the people are downright oppressed. There are a lot of countries where it's just they're not great places to be. I mean, they're beautiful places, but it's because man has made it difficult to live in those places for other men and women. People have made it difficult for other people to live there. And that's one of the reasons why we originally left England. You know, when I say we, I'm talking about the country. I mean, I'm Italian, so I came over later. You know, my forefathers came over in the boat much later than that. But for those who left England originally, the pilgrims, looking for a better life, and that's basically what Thanksgiving was about. And they were giving thanks for their first winter in a new land. And basically for leaving a country where they felt oppressed and persecuted. And they left that country and came here, escaping it, looking for a better life. And you know what? The thing about Thanksgiving, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people forget, you know, there's a lot of talk about how, well, we, you know, this belonged to the American Indians or the Native Americans, I should say. But remember the first Thanksgiving, and there are people that don't like Thanksgiving because it was about the white man encroaching on the Native American land. But you know what? The first Thanksgiving wasn't that at all. That, and I think that's what everybody's forgetting, is that you go back into history, the first Thanksgiving was the white man, the settlers, and the American Indians, Native Americans, I should say. They had a feast together. It was a feast together. It was not about about the white man coming to have a feast and saying, "Hey, we're taking over this land." It was about them feasting together, living together in harmony. The first Native Americans welcomed them in, and they had a feast together. It was about togetherness. It was about celebrating being in a new land, surviving surviving the trip over, basically. And it was about togetherness. That's what Thanksgiving was originally about. Your first Thanksgiving was different people meeting together and having a feast together. Is that correct? Am I wrong in that? Am I wrong? Am I wrong about the history? Because that's the way I learned it. I mean, I wasn't there at the time. I was not there the first Thanksgiving. To be fair, but that was the way I was always taught, that they all met together and they had a feast together. And to me, that's what Thanksgiving is about, giving thanks together, giving thanks for everything, for being alive, for the bounty, for having another year surviving and family, friends. Old friends, new friends, that's what it's about. And I'd like to say that this wine is also a symbol of togetherness. And I think a lot of that is lost over the years. And I think there's been a lot of revisionist history on stuff like that, to where some people hate Thanksgiving because I don't want to get political, but what I'm trying to do is that the first one is about being together, and that's what it should be about. You know, I looked at I was watching some of the newscasts before, and they were talking about all these people on Black Friday getting together and not shopping together, but clashing with each other and fighting each other for, you know, the last vacuum cleaner or the last this or the last that. And it really makes me sad. It really makes me sad. And that's one reason why I avoid Black Friday. I don't really believe in Black Friday. I avoid it because I don't think it's not about Thanksgiving at all. It's not about that. And that's why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, because we're having friends over, we're having families over, and we're being together. It's about us. It's about unity and being thankful for all of those things. Instead we have, and then of course after Black Friday, after Thanksgiving, and not even Thanksgiving isn't even over yet, and then we have Black Friday, and it's really all about materialism and about me and about what can I get and about what can I buy. It's sad. It really is. And I don't mean to be a downer about it, but it's just that I feel that Thanksgiving, and I had this conversation with my wife the other night. I feel that Thanksgiving, people have lost their, I think Thanksgiving has lost its meaning, really. I think it has. And it's really very sad to me. It's very sad. So when I see other things where people are doing good things, You know, we had a local restaurant that gave out free meals, 3,000 free meals at our local restaurant. And they weren't, it was something that they just do every year. They give out free meals, 3,000 meals every year to the homeless and those who are in need. It'd be great if people do that 365 days of the year, but you know, the fact is they do that on Thanksgiving for people that need a meal on Thanksgiving, that have no place to go, that have no one to go home to. I think that is very, very cool. And I can't, to be honest, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. There are a couple of places here locally that do that. But to that one restaurant that does that, I want to give a special toast to you because I think that is awesome. That is really awesome what you're doing. So our Thanksgiving weekend, I'll tell you about that. Our Thanksgiving weekend was, and you think, most people think, oh, well, this, I'm going to do this on Thanksgiving. I'm going to watch the Rose Bowl the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's. I'm going to watch I'm going to watch all these football games. I'm going to sit back and enjoy my Thanksgiving, eat a lot of turkey, eat a lot of this or that, drink a lot of wine or whatever it is that you want to drink, scotch or whatever. And just sit back and relax all weekend. And you know what? At the very beginning, when this first started out, when at the very beginning of this holiday, that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking, you know, I'm going to have a really nice Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to sit back and relax, maybe watch a couple of movies, maybe catch up on some stuff on Netflix, maybe catch up on this Mandalorian thing on Disney. Maybe do some stuff online. Maybe do some promotion for Drink with Rick, you know, on the wine stream. And just kick back, relax, tech couple of naps, and, you know, just do some stuff for myself. Just, you know, that's it for Thanksgiving. But it didn't turn out that way. It didn't turn out that way at all. That's not what happened. What happened on this Thanksgiving was something completely different. And it really brought home, it really drove home the point that I was making earlier about Thanksgiving being for thinking about us and for about others and for about each other. On the eve of Thanksgiving, it was a Wednesday night, I believe. I came home Wednesday night to hear from my wife that her cousin Julie was involved in an accident. Now Julie and Bill Smith were driving late at night. Or at night, I guess it was really dark, on a long, lonely road in Waxhaw, North Carolina, and there was an accident. They encountered an accident that already happened, and they but they didn't have enough time to react because the lights were out. It was very, very dark, and they apparently they got involved in the accident as well. It was a pretty serious accident. Bill's wife Julie suffered numerous broken ribs, and she had some pretty serious injuries, and they took her to hospital. This is my wife's cousin, and when I got home from work, and from there, our Thanksgiving weekend was very, very different. Julie had been admitted in the hospital, but they released her. I'm not going to go into that, but right now. But in my opinion, they shouldn't have done that. But she was discharged, and she said she's got to stay with us for a couple of days. So which is fine. So we had her for a couple of days here, Thanksgiving and Friday, and she was in pretty not in very good shape. She was in a lot of pain, and my wife took care of her cousin, my friend, and I. We spent last couple of days going back and forth. We actually got her readmitted to the hospital. And I did some driving. I had to drive her husband and her son back and back to their home a little bit in Waxhaw, which is a little distance away from us. And not that I did a whole lot, but yeah, I spent some time driving. And my wife didn't get a whole lot of sleep. She was really busy taking care of her cousin. And we got her and readmitted to the hospital, the thing is, my wife's been going back and forth in the hospital, taking care of her and taking care of us. She takes care of her and taking care of us. And this gets back to where I think my wife, I consider my wife a hero, because she gave up her Thanksgiving to take care of, a relative of hers. And she could have, she works long and hard hours, and she takes care of us as well. But I want to give a special toast to my wife, first of all, Chi, because she's very tired right now. I know she's probably going to bed early, but and exhausted. But her first thought isn't really for herself. Her first thought was for her family and her relatives and her friends who are in need. And she was very quick. She didn't hesitate at all to go take care of Julie. And I want to say here's to you, Chi, my lovely wife, who is my personal hero, always has been, for giving up her Thanksgiving to take care of her relative. And I would like to say that. None of us got a whole lot of sleep, and it's been a long weekend, and Saturday hasn't been much different. It's been a continuation of some of that. Sunday, of course, we go back to work on Monday. Sunday, I hope we have a little bit of time to kind of catch up on some sleep and just rest a little bit. But one of the other things that she did was she set up a GoFundMe page for Julie. Now, they have their situation. I don't want to get too personal about this, but their situation is her husband's is in his 80s. He's retired. She's still working. Her son is working and going to school. And they have one car. She doesn't drive, but they have one. They had one car, and it was totaled in this accident. So they have a lot of bills and that sort of thing. So my wife also set up a GoFundMe page for Julie to help cover some of her expenses and to try to get them into another car, because they need a car. They need to replace their car because their car was totaled. So she set up a GoFundMe page, and there's no obligation here for you to do that. I'm just saying if you are interested in contributing to this, you can go to, I think it's the, let me see, let me pull up the GoFundMe page. It is it's GoFundMe.com/JulieSmithNeedsMajor or Julie Smith after major car accident, I think is what it is. GoFundMe.com, Julie Smith after major car accident. So Julie Smith needs help for medical expenses and car. She's trying to raise $3,000 for that. And I think actually the cool thing is she's about halfway there right now. Last I checked, she's halfway there. She's probably surpassed that by now at the moment. Oh, 1,700. I just refreshed it. She's at 1,700 to that 3,000. But I tell you what, if you, and there's no obligation, but if you want, you can definitely go there and you can contribute. It doesn't matter. You don't have to contribute any amount would be helpful to them. It would be much, much appreciated. But once again, yeah, that's kind of what we've been dealing with on our Thanksgiving. And I don't mean to make this a downer, but yeah, it's like I said, stuff happens on Thanksgiving. It's just, you know, Thanksgiving is a time for family and friends and for giving thanks for what you have. And I was thinking about this on the way driving back from taking Bill and their son Kevin home, because they didn't have a car, so I had to take them, drive them back to Waxhaw, which is quite a bit of a drive. And because we had them over for Thanksgiving, they didn't really have a way back home from there, so I gave them a way right home. But driving back, and I was thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, I have so much to be thankful for. I have my health. I have my life. I have a wonderful wife and kids, and I have a great job. I have all of these things that I'm very thankful for. And for someone who may have just suddenly lost a lot of that sort of thing, that kind of hit home for me. And for some people that don't have that sort of thing, and I think it's very, very important that we think of them. You know, I'm thankful for what I have, but I think Thanksgiving is about making sure everyone else is okay, not just yourself, not just being thankful for what you have, but to make sure other people have what they need, and I think that's a good thing. I think this is a good thing. So it didn't bother me. It really didn't bother me at all that it took a little time out of my Thanksgiving. I think when it all comes down to it, I think this is probably the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. I've had many, many Thanksgivings where there are people that got together and we had a great time and we ate and drank and were merry, but I think overall, thinking on this, on the back, I mean, it's definitely not good what happened to Julie and her family. But if thinking back over the time that we spent, you know, instead of just sitting back and relaxing and watching football, watching the parade and all that kind of thing, the fact that we've spent our weekend doing something for someone else, I think this is the best Thanksgiving I ever had because I need that. I think that I needed to be doing something for someone else rather than for myself. And I'm not doing this to toot my own horn at all. I'm not a saint. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a saint. I'm not doing this to make me sound like I'm any better than anybody else. I'm just saying it's humbling. It's a humbling thing because to be able to have the opportunity to spend my Thanksgiving doing something for somebody else rather than just for relaxing and doing something for myself, I think it's somewhat liberating. I think it's just this has been a really good Thanksgiving. It really has. So here's to Thanksgiving. And families and friends. Anyway, there was one other thing I want to talk about, and it was the Black Friday Cyber Monday thing. It's funny because it puts things into such perspective. I'm talking about Thanksgiving and my wife's cousin in pain through Thanksgiving and the things that they had to deal with. I really don't care much for Black Friday, to be honest. I try to stay away from Black Friday. I try to stay away from that. I don't hang out in the malls. I don't hang out in the crowds and that sort of thing. I kind of sort of found myself in some of that because I went down to wine store Friday because I was going to pick up the wine for this weekend. And I figured that would be a quick trip, you know, it'd be okay. But then somehow it gravitated because my son works at Target down there. And I went down to see him for just a few minutes. And it was just to see how he was doing. And then he asked me to run an errand for him. And then it took me to the bank. And then took me to Harris. Well, actually, it took him to the local Harris Teeter. And so it took me outside where I was planning to go, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that it took me kind of more into the fray of the Cyber Monday thing that I really wanted to go. So, and no, I didn't see any fights or anything like that. But it was, I did see some annoying things there. And I just want to go home. I just want to get home and get away from that. And but when I got home, I turned on the TV and I'm hearing all these stories about the Cyber Monday fights, or the Cyber Monday, excuse me, the Black Friday fights, Black Friday fights. Yeah, maybe the wine is kicking in. The Black Friday fights. So I'm hearing these stories about people fighting over this and fighting over that, and all these brawls and things like that, and it just. And I was sitting here looking at the TV, and of course, after I was just telling you about how our Thanksgiving went, I'm looking at the TV, and I'm just shaking my head saying, what has happened to our society? What has happened to us? This is insane. Here you go. Here's Thanksgiving Day where everybody gets together and it's supposed to be happy. They're supposed to be giving thanks for what they have and spending time with family and friends and being all nice. And all the holidays are coming up. Of course, they have the Christmas holidays, which is all supposed to be about brotherly love and all this stuff and yada, yada, yada. And then you get on Black Friday and when you go there, but it's soon, it's not even over yet. Thanksgiving Day is not even over yet. That's a two-parter here. It's a two-parter rant. Here it is, Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving isn't even over yet. It's still Thanksgiving Day, and then all the retailers want to open up for Black Friday, right? So everybody rushes out after the Thanksgiving Day, after giving thanks for everything, then they rush out there to Black Friday to grab their TVs and their you know, cheap TVs and whatever it is, electronics or whatever, whatever's on the toy that's the big deal this year. And then they get into the brawls and they fight over this and they fight over that. And they it's all gimme, 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 and all about, you know, how much money can I save on this or that? And there's such stark, and then of course the next day, and there's a continuation of that. There's such a stark difference between, you know, 1 hour ago they're giving thanks for what they have and saying how much they love each other, and the next second they're beating each other up for something that's going to be obsolete in a couple of years. It's just unbelievable. It just bugs me. It just floors me, the stark contrast between the two. You can have the same people that are loving each other over a Thanksgiving dinner, go out and a few hours later, they're beating each other up for something, some materialistic thing. And you know, it makes you wonder. It just kind of makes you lose your faith in humanity sometimes. It really does. It's just unbelievable. And I don't know how to process that anymore, to be honest. I really don't know how to process that anymore. So that's one reason why I stay away from the Black Friday stuff. And I don't mean to go on a big rant about it. It's just that it just makes me wonder about the future of humanity. It really does. But thank you, man. I'm thankful for wine, I tell you what. So anyway, that's kind of our Thanksgiving rant. Any other comments in here? Anyone in there? It looks like everyone's quiet in the chat, and either they've all left me and got fed up with what my rant, or they're just falling asleep over it. I'm going to close this up here because it's about time to close it up. I just want to say that I've had a happy Thanksgiving. It's been kind of a rough one for some of my relatives, but it just gives me more reason to give thanks. It gives me, I'm glad that Julie's alive. I'm glad that we're all alive. I'm glad that we're enjoying, that we're here to enjoy this time on this earth that we have. I'm glad I'm enjoying this wine. This Pinot, once again, we're drinking the Beniares Rouge Pinot Noir. And I've got another shot of it, right? Where was it? Here it is. This is a Pinot Noir from France. 14.5% or 13.5% alcohol by volume. I was going to go into that, but it's getting late, and I don't want to go into that now. There is one more thing that I do want to mention, is that I'm going to post a link to this as well. There is a, and this is very, very important for wine lovers everywhere. I've been alerted to a special series that has filmmaker that does these different revealed series, and what he's done is he's created a series called, there's 9 episodes in the series called Wine Revealed. And you can see it at winerevealed.com. In fact, you can sign up for it to see the series for free at winerevealed.com/trailer. Or just go to winerevealed.com. It'll take you right to it. This is a fascinating series. And it's very eye-opening. I was going to go into this a little bit earlier, but I got into my Thanksgiving rant, so save that for another time. But there are 9 episodes in this series, where they interview over 40 experts. They have a lot of new wine tips, I think 24 new wine tips. But they're offering the series for free, limited time access for free. If you go up there and sign up, you can see the series. I've watched the first episode. I haven't had a chance to watch the rest of the series, but the first episode is just fascinating, and it is an eye-opener. They talk about a lot of different things about the wines, and it's making me rethink. My approach to wine and drinking wine. I recommend that you check this out. I'm going to give a full review next week on the next wine stream. I'm going to give a full review on this series. But winerevealed.com, you can sign up to see the series for free. I think they're up to episode 4 or 5, something like that. But it's a 9-episode series. Check out episode 1. I think that, in my opinion, so far is very, very important to check out. You definitely want to listen to that. It will pretty much reshape your whole approach to buying wine and wines in general, and the wine industry in general. It's quite an eye opener. It really is. Matt, and checking the chat again, Matt has joined us in the chat. Matt, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. It's been a couple of weeks since I've seen you here, but I'm glad you're here now. And here's to Matt. once again, check out the series, winerevealed.com. You will want to watch this. And the first episode, I don't know about the rest of the episodes yet because I haven't seen them yet, but the first episode just kind of blew me away in terms of the information in there. Quite an eye-opener. And it's 2 hours long. It's like an hour and 56 minutes long. But it is just amazing how much information there is about wine. And it may change your... I'm pretty sure it'll change your buying habits of wine. It'll make you rethink how you look at wine. One of the takeaways, and something that they mentioned in the episode, and I wasn't really going to get into this before, but you know, I mentioned this several times in the past, where they mention when we're talking about the alcohol volume, like if you go to the and let me get another shot of the back of this. If you go to the back of the of any of these wines and you see down there where it says alcohol 13.5% by volume, that's not, and I have mentioned that several times before on the wine stream, that is not the actual amount of alcohol. That's not the actual alcohol content in this wine. It is usually considerably higher than that. The thing is that one of the dirty little, and a lot of dirty little secrets about the wine industry, but one of the dirty little secrets about it is that there are no regulations as to what they can put on the label as far as the alcohol content is concerned. Really, the lower alcohol content, you know, 10 to 12% for alcohol content is really what should be normal for alcohol content. The higher the alcohol content, the more likely you are to have, you know, some people complain that, well, I can't drink red wine because I experience headaches and things like that. Well, that's not the red wine. That's the headache. That's causing the headaches. That is the alcohol content. The alcohol content really shouldn't be that high, above 12%. The thing is that this one right here, 13.5%, that's not necessarily the actual alcohol content in this wine. It could be 14%. It could be 14.5%. It could be 15%. It could be higher. It could be a higher alcohol content. And the industry does that on purpose, but there is no rule that says they have to post the actual alcohol content on this bottle of wine. It's just they post, in fact, the alcohol content they post on this bottle of wine is somewhat arbitrary, apparently. It's somewhat arbitrary. You have to be careful about that. And a lot of Americans, they don't think about the alcohol content in the wine. But it's important. It is important. That's why I mention it every week, the alcohol content. It is important. And I'm going to get into that next week. I'm not going to go into that now because it's kind of late and we got to shut down the stream now. I've already gone over. In fact, as a matter of fact, I had a comment from a YouTube watcher, one of the our YouTube watchers, that complained that that it's too long, that the wine stream is too long. And in some cases, my wife agrees with him, by the way. My wife agrees with him, and that's okay. But they say that the wine stream is too long. So I'm going to try and shorten this up a little bit tonight. But anyway, I want to thank everybody who's joined me on the stream tonight. Once again, you can catch us at drinkwithrick.com, and you can contact me at savoyamedia.com. That's Rick at savoyamedia.com. You can drop comments. You can leave comments on the website at drinkwithrick.com, of course. I am working on a couple of new things for the website going forward to see how we can make that easier for everyone to get in touch with me. But of course, you can't take, if you're on YouTube and Facebook, you can comment on either of those places as well. So, and Twitter, Drink with Rick, you can leave comments there and you can contact me directly there. I'm easily accessible. I am. I'm not hiding behind anything, okay? I just want to say thank you very, very much for joining me tonight on this post-Thanksgiving episode. Coming up in the next few weeks, and I think we're going to do this on the 21st, I have mentioned before that we're going to do some giveaways. We gave away some things last week. We gave away T-shirts and whatever, and coasters. But coming up, we're going to be doing a lot more of those giveaways. Join me in the chat so you can participate and be involved in those giveaways. I'm going to give away a copy of the... And I've got it back here somewhere. Where is it? Right there. Start Ugly. Copy Start Ugly. It's a really good book. I highly recommend it by Chris Kremitzos. We're going to give away a copy. As a matter of fact, we're giving away that copy. I purchased that copy specifically so we can give it away. That copy is the copy that you'll be receiving if you are the winner. And we're going to give that away. We're going to give away a few other things. I'm going to give away a weather radio. Compliments by twowayradios.com. Actually, compliments me because I'm going to wind up paying for it. But... we're going to do some giveaways, okay? And this will happen later on as the holiday goes on, the season goes on, probably on the 21st is when I'm looking at targeting the 21st. I think that weekend, I believe that's a Saturday night, right? It's a, let me make sure. It's December 21st, Saturday night. That's what I'm shooting for. To do a lot of these giveaways. So in the meantime, keep watching every week and participating in the chat, and we'll give all that stuff away on the 21st on the show. Then anyway, in the meantime, I want to say thank you for joining me. I want to thank Alex for being here. Alex, it's great to see you. I hope you're still there watching. And Tim and Betsy and Ed. It's always great to see you, Ed, as well. And Chi, my lovely wife, Chi. And Steve and Ron and Lon and Robert and Matt. I want to say thank you all for joining me in the chat this week and for watching live. And, of course, you can catch us later. You can catch the podcast later at drinkwithrick.com. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts. I want to say iTunes. I keep wanting to say that. It's been months since they changed it to Apple Podcasts. I still want to call it iTunes. Apple Podcasts, Google Play. You can call it up on your Alexa device. You can call it up on Spotify. TuneIn, we're all over the place. And iHeartRadio as well. We're on iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, drinkwithrick.com, of course. You can listen to the podcast after the fact, on your morning commute, whatever. Just don't be drinking wine on your morning commute. That's all I ask. But I want to thank everyone for being with us, and you can join us next week as well. Please join us next week. I want to say, please don't drink and drive especially in this holiday season. I know some people are prone to that. Please do not drink and drive. Do this in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, wherever you are, friend's house, whatever. Just don't drink and drive. Please do not text and drive. Don't text and drive. I see a lot of that going on, and that's dangerous. I want to see you all here back next week. You know, stay safe. Have a great week. Have a safe week. So you can all join me next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and Drink with Rick. Good night.